JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we look at the launch of a skills training and night school program for St. Anne residents. And for glimpses of Jamaica, we visit rural St. Elizabeth. All this and more coming up. Several hundred residents from communities in northwestern St. Anne are getting an opportunity to improve their academic qualifications and make themselves more marketable through a skills training and night school program being introduced in the area. JIS reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
The initiative is being funded through the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF of Member of Parliament Dr. Dayton Campbell, in partnership with Red Stripes Learning for Life Foundation and Bars to Go. Areas of training include computer repair, food and beverage, customer care, merchandising, cashiering, principles of business, mathematics, accounting, and business administration. In his address at the launch of the program in Brownstown, St. Anne, Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, pledged the ministry's full support for the initiative while encouraging participants to make full use of the opportunities to upgrade themselves.
And the more skills you have, the better you are qualified, the easier it is going to be for you to either get a job or to create a job for yourself.
Minister Thwaites called on the organizers to include training in English language in the program. He also encouraged the involvement of Hartrust NTA to ensure certification of participants in the various skills areas being offered. Brian Miller reporting from Brownstown, St. Anne for Roundabout JA.
Though Jamaica, like other countries, has been affected by the global recession, the country is making steady steps in moving forward. The annual inflation rate fell to 11.7% in 2010 from 16.8% in the baseline year 2007, while the nominal GDP per capita increased to $4,979 in 2010 from $4,802 in 2007. For more information on the country's progress, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
And here's a glimpse of Jamaica.
People think we don't celebrate a white Christmas. But back in the day, we used to, far as the eyes could see, everything was white, from stones to sidewalk to tree trunk and even people house. As children and adults, we would mix up limestone and whitewash and everything in sight. I am Carol Lynch from Quickstep St. Elizabeth. So whitewash with a little puffs of cereal and a whiff of Christmas breeze. Make up my favorite Christmas glimpse of Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35904.
The Jamaica Information Service and Scotiabank want you and your loved ones to stay safe this festive season. Here's a tip on how to do so. Always be extra careful when carrying a wallet or purse, as these are the prime targets of criminals in crowded shopping areas, transportation terminals, bus stops, on buses, and other rapid transit. Also, avoid overloading yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility and freedom of movement to avoid mishaps.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, our engineer. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.